to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, April 28, 2009, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows about a half dozen outside special interest groups spent more than $1 million in the Wisconsin Supreme Court and state school superintendent races earlier this spring. Voters overwhelmingly reelected Supreme Court Chief Justice Shirley Abramson to her fourth 10-year term on the court. She defeated Jefferson County Circuit Judge Randy Koshnick. Voters also chose Tony Evers as the state's new school superintendent for the next 4 years. He defeated Rose Fernandez. I'm joined here by Mike McCabe, the Democracy Campaign's executive director, who's going to tell us about some of these groups, how much they spent, and what they spent their money on. First off, Mike, can you tell us who these groups are, how much they spent, and why they might have been interested in telling voters who to vote for?
Well, there were a handful of groups that were active in the spring elections and in the two statewide races for Supreme Court and state school superintendent, but really our report focuses on two of them. Greater Wisconsin Committee, which is a liberal front group, and the state's largest teachers union, Wisconsin Education Association Council. We found about $1.3 million worth of campaign spending. Most of it was done by those two groups. WEAC is a union that's been very interested in state superintendent races for quite a few years. They really upped the ante a little bit this time. They'd like to control who's in charge of the state Department of Public Instruction, obviously. So no surprise there. Greater Wisconsin Committee is a group that's been very active in state legislative campaigns. They've gotten active in a number of statewide races as well. And they've taken an interest in who sits on the Supreme Court. And so they weighed in on behalf of the incumbent Chief Justice Shirley Abramson.
Regarding the Supreme Court race, is there anything different about this race than the previous two high court contests in 2008 and 2007?
Well, to listen to most political observers, one of the common themes was that this year's race was tame and that the level of outside interest group involvement was minimal. That says a whole heck of a lot about the level of special interest interference in the 2007 and 2008 races for Supreme Court. We found a group spent almost $500,000 trying to decide who's on the state Supreme Court, and that's considered tame, or that's considered minimal. That just speaks volumes about what we've now become accustomed to in Wisconsin. Of course, in 2007 and 2008, you had interest groups that actually outspent the candidates. And in 2008, four interest groups did 90% of the television advertising. So those races were really special interest hijackings. This year's race, certainly wouldn't qualify as an outright special interest hijacking. Most of the spending was done by one candidate, the incumbent Chief Justice. She raised well over $1 million, so she really was the dominant figure in this campaign. I think what was striking about this race is that it really wasn't much of a contest. There was special interest group intervention, but it was on the Chief Justice's behalf. And then Abramson also raised and spent so much more than her opponent. Koshnick had very little money to run on. He didn't have any big interest groups come in and spend on his behalf. So, I think unlike the last two races where interest groups did most of the talking, here you had the Chief Justice do most of the talking. But at the end, you're still going to have record fundraising in this race because the Chief Justice will have broken the all-time record for candidate fundraising. She will have raised and spent more than anybody has ever done in a state Supreme Court race. So it's impossible to look at that race and say that money wasn't a huge factor.
Okay. Looking at the state school superintendent's race, the Democracy Campaign found the third-party groups likely outspent all five candidates combined, the first time that's ever happened for the state's top education post. Was that a surprise, or was it bound to happen, and will it likely continue in the future?
Well, we're seeing it in more and more races. I just said that we didn't have a situation in the Supreme Court race where the interest groups outspent the candidates, but we had that happen in the state superintendent race, and as you say, we had never seen that before in this particular office. We've seen it in legislative races where interest groups will come in and push the candidates to the sidelines and pretty much turn them into bystanders in their own races. We've seen it now in state Supreme Court races in 2007 and 2008, where you had the interest groups do most of the talking. But now it's infected another office. We're seeing the same thing happen with the state school superintendent race. That was usually seen as a pretty sleepy race. You know, it didn't draw a lot of special interest attention. So I think it says a lot about what's happening to Wisconsin politics, that this race that has never been seen as a marquee election or a real featured race in any spring election, now is drawing so much special interest attention that the interest groups are actually outspending the candidates. And I think that says a lot about what continues to happen to Wisconsin politics and how our politics is evolving.
Any final thoughts on either one of the races or both of the races and what we can look forward to in the future?
Well, to me, you know, what happened here in 2009 is just further evidence of why we need to overhaul the way election campaigns are funded. You know, this report really screams out for reform, because on the one hand you have a state Supreme Court race where one candidate basically was the dominant figure and there wasn't really a competition of ideas, and in the other race you had a special interest hijacking where the interest groups took over. What we need are elections across the board for all state offices where candidates matter, where, you know, candidates are front and center, they're not taken over by interest groups, where all the candidates have the resources to get a message out to voters so that there's a real competition of ideas. And then we ultimately need these people to be able to raise funds and have the resources to run that doesn't then compromise their ability to act independently on behalf of the people of Wisconsin. And particularly that is in great jeopardy at the state Supreme Court level. You've got these people raising these funds and relying on these big interest groups, and then those interest groups wind up in front of them in court. And how is the public going to see those judges as fair and impartial and independent when they're so heavily reliant on that special interest money? So what I see coming out of the last three state Supreme Court races and this year's state school superintendent race is just are real flagrant signs that we need to change the way we finance these election campaigns.
Okay. Thanks for your insights, Mike. In addition to Mike's comments, if you'd like more information about the candidates and the group's fundraising and spending activities, check out our April 28th press release, as well as our Hijacking Justice 2009 website feature on the races. Thanks for listening.